Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here. I've just been listening to the audio booms around the sad news that Gwen Cleann, Shannon Smith, died a couple of days ago. And very shocking, really. I would like to firstly reflect on that a little bit and just to say, all my condolences and thoughts and prayers to her friends and her family. And that in some small way we were made to feel like her family. Those of us on audio boom, that, well, you couldn't be on the audio boom or in the audio boom community and not know Gwen Cleann. You couldn't put an audio boom up without Gwen Cleann commenting on it. And even when it was actually harder to comment on booms latterly, it was made easy for a little while there were you could put a comment through the app, but Gwen Cleann went, or Shannon went, to the trouble of commenting, so having to go and find the boom that was related, so to find the boom that she'd been listening to, presumably in the app. So she had to go to the person's user profile, then to their, and then find their that audio boom, match it up with the one she was listening to, and then put a comment on it. And you know what? That's such a kind thing. She was very kind lady and friend to many of us, and yeah, it's really shocking that she's no longer with us. And so, see, the way it used to go is, like, I mean, we didn't always agree. I mean, we didn't ever really vehemently disagree, but she would tell you what she thought was really good, and I used to play music, and often I would play music and think on here, and I'm going to do it in a minute. I'd think, I wonder what Gwen Cleann thinks of that. I wonder if she'd like that. And not always, but I remember being, and now I think about it, conscious of that more than I think, especially with Octava and things like that, and Audio Mo. I would think, oh yeah. So what I've done is I've lined up three pieces of music, and some of it might surprise you. I don't know about one of them. I can't remember if I've shown it on here before, and whether Gwen Cleann commented on it. But I'm just looking at some of the audio booms, and then some of the emails that I've had from her. What I might do while the first song's on, I might go quickly have a look at some of the things and see if there's anything that really sticks out that I want to read to you. But yeah, thank you, Gwen Cleann, for the memories. And you'll be forever immortalized in song and word and voices and personality that was yours uniquely, your English accents and our love of, I think you loved the Archers, didn't you, and things like that. It's ridiculous. I feel myself almost still talking to her. But yeah, and latterly the audio boom community had broken down a bit because of the arrangements that audio boom want to make, but Gwen Cleann really kept it together. Anyway, these songs, are might be surprising, but yeah, especially the Christian related songs that I've got. I used to think, oh yeah, wonder what Gwen Cleann would think of that, because she has a surprisingly wide taste. This one that I'm about to play you, this one coming now, that one. She said of this song that it was intelligent worship. She liked intelligent worship, and this is brand new. It's by Lou Ferringham from an album called This Changes Everything. The song is called Turn My Life Around, and she liked this, so I hope you do too. This is the first of three songs I'm going to play. Enjoy.
To believe. You're the one I was made for, and this is who I'm meant to be.
So there you go, that was Lou Ferrigno with Turn My Life Around. Sorry, it kind of just ended out there. But let's see, that was at the time when I played that, I was talking about my audio boom was Audio Mode 2017. Terrorism and tragedy in a tower. I'll reflect on recent events in the UK. And then hashtags for the various things that were going on that were related to terrorism. And so what Gwen Leanne said on this comment was, apart from saying that she liked the song, she said, I agree that it's important to live in the world and not hide away from it. My small group of church studied the book of James this past year. That book encourages us to be in the world but not allow ourselves to become corrupted by it. That's a lot easier said than done. For example, thinking about this terrible tragic fire in Grenfell Tower makes me furious, something that could have been so easily avoided. If those stupid landlords had only paid the extra £5,000 to make the cladding inflammable and listened to the sad concerns of the residents, it wouldn't have happened. Had my own issues with neglectful landlords, but nothing even remotely close to this, I'm thankful to say. So this sort of thing really gets my goat. There you go. What else did she say? I just read another one that I'm going to quickly show to you. There was a boo that Claire and Nathan and I did when we were outside playing the guitar, I think earlier in the year, in the summer. And Claire had said that she doesn't play the guitar properly, and people have said, oh, you should play it with these fingers and that. But Gwendolyn, in response, as a joke, just said, that was lovely. Claire shouldn't be so self-deprecating. Any guitar pedants who dare tell her she was doing it wrong will have to deal with me and suffer my wrath. Wink. Two very, very typical Gwendolyn comments. And you will have all got these sort of comments, you know. Anyway, I'm going to play the next song because it's good. And then I've got a final song that I'm going to play because someone else mentioned it. I'm going to come to that in a minute. I'm going to say who mentioned it. In the booze that I've been listening to. So this one is called Sleep by Eric Whittaker. And it's the sort of thing I know that Gwendolyn would have liked, but I can't remember if I've ever played it on here and she's commented. I couldn't go back that far just for the time to do this post, really. But I think in some ways it's sort of... Sleep is a lovely thing, and I think I don't know, I'm not going to say any more. I just somehow think that this is appropriate. I hope it's felt that it is, and then we'll go on to the last song. So here it is. So I think what I was trying to say with that song is that sleep is a time where you, I think, dream of things and new ideas often form, and then you wake up with them and go, oh, that's a good idea. And I like to think that in our sleeping times, that that's us generally, but I get the feeling that would be Gwen Clee, and her sleep would have been to come up with new ideas for the next day and feel refreshed from the problems that she sometimes had by her own admission. She had, suffered from depression quite severely, and that maybe that sleeping refreshed her, and that now, she will be eternally refreshed. She had a faith, didn't she? She was a Christian, and that and held those beliefs dear. Very pragmatic in many ways, but yeah, and that's not a bad thing at all. I can certainly say that for my own faith, the way I've worked it out more recently, and so could relate to her in that respect. But yeah, I'd like to think that. I'd like to think that that's what's happening. That the sleep is a chance to dream and find those new ideas and be refreshed. So the last song then, because I've gone on a little bit, and I hope this is meaningful to some of you that are trying to just gather your thoughts a little bit, really. And it goes without saying that I'm speaking on behalf of Claire as well, my Claire, who is as equally shocked as I am by the news of Shannon's passing, and yeah. Is the last song is called Sailing, and it's by Christopher Cross and Paula Page, Jaffa Star. She that's what she's on audiobook. She mentioned sailing because apparently she went on a sailing trip recently, and Gwen Clian played this song that I'm about to play for her. And for me, this song says a lot of things, but I think it is about the future and about I don't know if Christopher Cross particularly wrote it in that way. I don't know quite why he wrote it. I should Google it really, but I never have because I've just enjoyed the song for what it is to me, really. And it's nice to know that other people like it. It's about horizons, I think, and about the future. And for me, I think reflecting on this, it is hold those you love dearly, hold them close, and make sure they know that you love them all the time, and reiterate it. And oh, you know what? If it gets old, then find another way of saying it and showing it, and just don't take anything for granted. Without going into too much detail at all. Claire's, we've shared our own situation, but and we certainly wouldn't want to take each other for granted. So don't do that. Because life is short, it really is. Anyway, the song, and as I hope some of this made sense, and I hope it's been a blessing rather than than anything else really. Then like, oh, we should shut up. All right then, I'll speak to you all later, and here is the song, Christopher Cross, Sailing, and I'll speak to you all soon on this here audio boom. And maybe even somewhere else and some other community thing. Let's see what we can do together. Yeah, here's to Shannon. See you soon.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. Not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Lead me. It's not far to Never Never Land. No reason to pretend. Wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me. Say. is right, you can sail away and find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.